Well, good morning, everybody. Sound like my mic's not on.
I can hear you.
You can hear me? I can't hear me.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody good? All right. Hey, welcome to the show, Phil Nightingale. We got the Nick and Nick show today.
Yes.
Hey,
Nick and Nick show.
How come you didn't have a purple on? Did you know we're supposed to wear purple?
I didn't get the memo.
Oh, you
did you send an email or a text or...
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, and I've got Nick and Nick here from the MH Ford Racing, MH Ford Parts Department, Hoosier Racing Tires, all kinds of good stuff, right?
Lots of hats.
We got a lot of things to talk about this morning, a lot of exciting stuff, too. So 316-462-3673. Hey, that's the number to dial up to win a great prize package valued over $130. And in that package is our Works, which is a Motorcraft oil and filter change, tire rotation, topping off all your fluids and everything. We're going to give you $10 in Mel's Diner. Brandon's got a great spread of things over there for you while you're here. We're going to give you some BG products, some BG44K and some CF5 for your fuel tanks to get your fuel system up and running. And then we're going to give you some $10 of Ford Pass reward points and some nitrogen for your tires.
Awesome.
So let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. And we'll make this happen and get things happen. So anyway, guys, we got some exciting stuff. What's happening here tonight?
What's happening?
Well, we got the NHRA KID banquet tonight. So everyone that was in contending for all the points series at KID, they will be here getting their prizes and trophies and wallies and all the good stuff, and be a fun time.
Okay, so we're kicking it off at 5:30, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And how many classes are there? 10?
Yeah, 8 or 9, I think.
8 or 9. Okay, so Jordan's going to be here serving food.
It's always good.
And so excited to see everybody at 5:30. Moved it back an hour from 6:30 to 5:30. So hope everybody got that. Check that out on Facebook stuff and get here live and stuff with us too. So going to be fun tonight to have the awards and acknowledge everybody who won the points championships and everything else too. Nick, how'd you finish out?
I don't brag.
Just kidding. You got your hot rod ready?
I do. Yep. It's in the trailer.
It's going to be here on display. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see it. I haven't seen it in person yet, and I'm really excited to see it.
I like showing it off, so it's a good thing.
That's what I hear. Lots of other exciting stuff coming down the pipe for MH Ford Racing.
December, let's talk about that too.
December 9th through 11th, we're going to be making our debut at the PRI show in Indianapolis, Indiana. So if you're planning on heading out to PRI, make sure you come check us out. Booth 3543 will be right there next to Hoosier Racing Tire. So everybody and anybody that's in racing will be hanging around. May have some special guests visit the booth. Stay tuned for that. We'll make some more announcements about that as we get a little bit closer. And also coming down the pipe, which is really cool, is we're going to introduce a racers rewards program. So we're going to we're putting the final touches on working with our vendor to get the program set up and everything and make it user friendly for us and for the customer. And basically, we're going to start handing out rewards cards for all of our racing customers. And you'll be able to earn some cash back to use in the race department. And hopefully be able to help you out that way.
Let's talk about how that card's going to work. It's going to be like a credit card, right?
Yep, it's going to be like a credit card.
And then basically you just bring us the card each time you purchase.
Yep,
it's going to be a little bit different than the Ford Pass Reward, because Ford Pass Reward, the customer has to do nothing. But this one here, we're going to have the card.
We're going to have to have the card. We're going to swipe the card in our machine and enter the amount that you spent, and you're going to earn 5% reward back on it.
So that's on every race part.
Every race
we're going to do that on Hoosier Tires. We're going to do it on any part they buy, any fuel they buy, all that kind of stuff.
Anything race related, you're going to earn points back on. And 5% is going to add up fast. So it'll really help you out with your maintenance items and stuff.
So very cool. Some exciting stuff here at Melham Ford Racing, and excited for Kansas International Dragway to have their banquet here tonight. Also excited to hear about who's going to be the new track owner. I don't know if I have an announcement on that tonight or not. We'll find that out too. Shouldn't say track owner as much as we should say what? Track
leasee?
Yeah, leaser.
Operator?
Operator, something like that. Yeah. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. Love to answer your calls, answer your questions, and And you call that number, it goes right to our front desk. Let them know you want to jump on the radio show. You got a question about your car. You want to talk about Kansas International Dragway Banquet tonight. You got a question about that. You want to talk about new products, whatever it might be. We're here to answer your questions and make that happen. So, okay, what else do we have going on at MH Ford Racing, guys? New products, new things that are coming. We ought to let people know that we're starting to do. I know we're headed to PRI, which is fun and exciting. Can't wait to get there for that. But what else have we put in stock? What else have we done?
We've really expanded our drag racing line with our fuel injection and stuff. And I think Nikki can probably talk more about that, but with some of your vendors that you work with and with Holly and stuff.
Yeah. So Holly is a parent company of over 20 different vendors. And we've done a big push to be carrying a lot of the products from every vendor that Holly owns. We got some really cool, awesome fans in that I posted the other day that helped cool your race car down. We've got trailer equipment, straps, all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, with Holly EFI, Holly purchased race packs. So I've got a good assortment of race pack sensors for all data, all types of data acquisition. All kinds of cool stuff from them. Fuel injector development helped us a lot with the blue MH Ford Racing Mustang. And we have quite a few sets of injectors in stock, from everything from mild to wild. Of course, safety equipment. We picked up Stroud not that long ago.
What's Stroud have to offer or whatever?
Parachutes, fire suppression systems, harnesses. I mean, pretty everything, everything you can dream of, custom race suits, window net kits, about everything. Okay.
Yep. We got a call. Let's go to the phones. Oh, I think I just hung up on Heidi.
Oh, no.
I hit the wrong button.
Well, we're waiting for her to call back in.
Yeah, keep rolling. Why?
We also, speaking of safety equipment, we also did take on Ultra Shield, which is kind of more of a circle track geared line, but they do have plenty of products that cross over. And just got notification that our shipment of Ultra Shield seats is coming here in a couple weeks. So we'll be offering all the different sizes, 10-degree and 20-degree layback for the Ultra Shield full containment seats. Will have everything in stock right here at the dealership.
Okay, Heidi, call back in. Sorry, I hit the wrong button trying to get you on the air here, so very sorry. And so give us a call back, Heidi. Very sorry. Usually Josh is sitting over here running this and not me.
I was surprised how nice the Ultra Shield harnesses were. The latch mechanism on them was really nice. I actually sold a couple to a few drag racer guys too. So
okay, here we go. Heidi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on. I've got to do something different here, too. Heidi, you there?
Yes.
Okay, Heidi, sorry. I've got some technical difficulties with my phone. I should have done this earlier. So you got a question for us, Heidi?
No, I was calling in for the giveaway.
The giveaway. Were you calling in for the on the radio show?
Hello?
Yeah, were you calling in on the radio show?
Yes.
Yeah, so do you have a question for us or anything? Or?
7, 5, 1, 5.
Okay. I think maybe Heidi was wanting, maybe she, we sometimes have trivia and stuff too.
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe that's what Heidi was calling in about. We'll have to. Okay.
I think when you had her not on speaker, we could hear it on our end. I don't know if you could or not. So maybe.
Yeah, when she was not on speaker.
There's a setting on this phone I've got to get fixed here. So anyway, let's keep talking about with new products and things going here while I try to figure this phone out here a little bit on that part. So you were talking about Stroud, and let's kind of go through their stuff a little bit more, everything we got there. And
Stroud's a pretty local business. They're out of Oklahoma City. In my personal car, I run their fire suppression systems. I have in every car of mine since my last one, or a couple cars ago, caught fire. They have a lot of great products, a lot of custom stuff. So if you guys need a custom drag race suit, I know a lot of the safety equipment vendors we work with that Nick got in that are more dirt track oriented. They don't carry like a 15 or a 20, which is what you need for alcohol or nitro or any forced induction alcohol car. Stroud actually does that. So that's something cool for them. the window nets. You know, you give them your measurement and they'll make them window nets. I ordered a set in the other day, custom for a guy, custom colored and measurements. So they got a lot of cool stuff and their local business to work with.
Let's talk a little bit more about that fire suppression stuff. You know, that's something that's a real big deal that I don't think a lot of racers maybe think or pay as much attention to. And it's, you know, it's always been real popular on a drag race side, you know, to have your fire suppression system installed. But on the circle track side too, it's starting to become more popular, and there's some higher end series that are starting to require those kits. But you know, what's kind of your experience? You said you've had a car before that's caught on fire. Did you have a suppression system in that car?
No. So I had a big tire car a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. We raced pretty competitively, and we about 42, 43 pounds of boost. It lifted the injector rails off the intake, sprayed methanol all over the car, and actually got in the car, caught me on fire. Had third degree burns from my toes up to my knees.
Wow.
Definitely, once you get burned on something like that, you'll never do it again. And yeah, from that moment on, fire suppression has been a big thing for me. You know, a couple $100 here not only could save your life, save your car, save you from months of pain and scarring.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I think a lot of people don't think about is these cars these days, whether it's a drag car or it's a circle track car, the advancements of the safety of like the seats and the harnesses and the roll cages and stuff, these cars are getting tighter and tighter to be in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting harder and harder to get out of.
Oh yeah.
So
especially when you're moving.
Yeah, exactly. So being able to have something in the car to give you that little extra bit of time that it's going to take you to get out of your full containment seat and get out of your harnesses and all that stuff is becoming more and more important.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Doug. Can you hear us, Doug?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Appreciate the show.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, listen, earlier you mentioned you were talking about a part of the prize package was the BG products. And I'm familiar with the brand name, but would you talk a little bit about some of their most popular products and then maybe how that can maybe help car performance during the winter season?
A lot of great products, and I've been using their products. I think it was 1985 is when I started using their products. And it was their 44K, which is one of their most, I would say probably their most popular product they have today, but it's not the same it was in 1985. That's what I love about BG. They continue to improve with the different fuel systems and things that are out there. But what 44K is not a, we call it not a technician in a can. It's not a fix of all. It's a preventative maintenance thing. Basically that 44K goes in the tank, and that can is about 16 ounces and it's good for 20 gallons of gas. And you got to run that through that whole tank. And what it's doing is it's actually going in and cleaning a little bit of that system out, but it's also giving protectant and everything on the system to keep from rust and corrosion. But if there is any little bit of carbon that is starting to build on top of the valves, on top of the pistons or whatever, that 44K will start taking it and keeping it away. I like to say you want to put a can of that in about every 10,000 miles, in my opinion, of every car on that 44K for that situation. Now, the other thing we get for calling in, Doug, is a CF5, and that is really a good protectant. It helps, it's not even a cleaner really as much as it's a protectant. Helps get rid of water if there's any condensation, which that's what we're going to start running into now. We're getting into these freezing temperatures. But also, it's a fuel stabilizer, too, from that part. If you get a little bit of age on your fuel or whatever, that CF5 is really great. I run that in my GT500. I have that in there every time I put gas in that thing because I don't drive it that much. But the 44K, the CF5 is probably their most two popular products, but then they've got products for everything for your transmission. The motor oil additive is another additive. What it's good for is basically as you change your oil and you got your lifespan of 5,000 miles of oil change, the oil starts breaking down about 2,000 miles and it deteriorates down to that 5,000. The motor oil additive keeps that additive package in that oil to where the whole 5,000 miles, that oil is still at its peak level of actually servicing and lubricating and taking care of that engine from that part. But that's kind of their main things. But again, they've got products for diesels. They got products for gelling on the diesel, the water in the diesels, rear ends, transmissions, power steerings, anything, any of the additives, any fluids in your vehicles. BG's got a product that'll help extend it. And a lot of people ask me too, you know, the manufacturers don't acknowledge that putting BG products or anything in your car. And I get that. That's because they, the manufacturers and their owner's manual, they give you the minimum amount of maintenance you need to do to that car. Not the maximum, the minimum amount of maintenance. And all they care about is getting you through the warranty period after that, from that part. But if you're going to maintain your car, run it for many, many miles, you got to maintain it with changing the fluids, putting some good additives in there and stuff like that. And that's what BG products do, is keep your products, keep your oils running longer, keep that car running longer, and eliminate a lot of that wear and stuff from that part. So I hope I answered your question.
They've got a lot of good, solid products, man.
They do. They have a lot of great, solid products, for sure.
Great. Great. Hey, listen, one more question, if you've got the time.
Sure.
Can you tell me a little bit more, too, about maybe, I thought about putting nitrogen in my tires, and what are some of the benefits of that, especially, again, as we're heading into the winter season?
You know, the wintertime is a lot more popular with nitrogen than any time, but basically what nitrogen does is every tire out there right now is seeping air at some rate from that part. You're never going to take a tire and make it not seal up. So nitrogen has it slows that process down. It's still going to leak out, but it's just not going to leak out as much. The next best thing about nitrogen, for example, yesterday, I think, what did we get in the 70 degrees?
Yeah.
Maybe 80 degrees. And now this morning I wake up and it's 32 degrees outside. If you have compressed air in your tires, I promise you those tires lost 3, 4, 5 pounds of pressure. Nitrogen, it will not lose that pressure. It'll hold that pressure there constantly. So basically by putting nitrogen in your tires, you will have a more constant pressure, a more contact patch evenly wear on your tire. And it's drastically going to make that tire wear longer and everything else too. And I have a listener on the deal today, is my mother, and she swears by nitrogen, but when she put it in her car that it rides better. And you know what? I think it does too. From that part, she always used to tell me that when she was driving, that she could tell a difference when I put the nitrogen in her tires. But I do, if you go to getnitrogen.org and you plug in how many miles you drive, how much a gallon of gas is, and how much the tire is that you cost on your car, it'll tell you how much you save per year by having nitrogen in your tires. From that part. And it's anywhere from $50 to $200 I've seen on those. Right. Wow. Calculate that in there from that part. But just keep the right air pressure in, keeps your fuel mileage better, keeps that wear better, and all that kind of stuff too.
Is that something you do at the service center there?
We do a lot of nitrogen. I hate to tell you, we even pump nitrogen into a lot of our power tools and stuff down at the store here, just to keep them, the water out of, the condensation out of it, and that kind of stuff too.
Okay. So if I bring my car down and ask them to do that, they'd be able to do that.
Yeah, we can do it at either store. We can do it here at the main store. We can do it at the Quick Lane, either place. We've all got the same. At Quick Lane, we actually have a nitrogen generator the other place. And then here at the main store, we just have a nitrogen machine that actually hook up to the tires and go. But they have that there at Quick Lane too, from that part. But
okay, perfect. All right. Well, thank you for your time, guys, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, you too. Thanks for the call. All right, 316-462-3673.
All right. Greg here has asked us if we could talk about our Black Friday event that's coming up. It's coming up quick.
You know it is.
It's coming up quick.
I can't believe that this year is almost over.
I know.
And this is going to be our 14th year, I think, of doing Black Friday.
Wow.
And just yesterday, I did finally approve the 10th car. And yes, we're going to have 10 cars again, starting at $99, $199, $299, all the way to $999. So we are going to have those 10. It's a little bit different this year because of the lack of inventory and thing that we have on the new side. The next thing is we usually have between 10 to 20 of the cars we can pull out of our rental fleet. I can't pull any out because I can't replace them. So we're not going to have those there, but we got some other things up our sleeve that's going to get announced. We won't announce it till Wednesday night as we bring out the 10 cars like we always do for the parade. So you want to watch for that. But then again, you need to be here that day because there's going to be prizes, there's going to be gifts, there's going to be all kinds of stuff. Lisa's already got her list going, everything else too. So we're still going to have one of the biggest Black Friday sales we've ever had. And we haven't announced anything what we're doing parts yet. We haven't announced anything we're doing service yet. But there's going to be some great specials there too. So you don't want to miss out. Black Friday's where you want to be. You want to be right here at Milhelm the Ford. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be huge.
So you guys got to figure out what you're doing over there in Parts Mart too.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's going to be big.
Going to be big. Okay, so next up, we were talking about Stroud. We get all the way through Stroud. I got the phone figured out, and I'm sorry, Heidi, that I hung up on you or whatever, too. But I did. And I'll call her after the show and apologize to her for that. Anyway, so we got through Stroud. What else we got cooking of things there in parts? Let's talk about the Mustang. Where are we at on the drag car?
Yeah, we're right on the Mustang.
so the Mustang is all back together. I believe it should be out front right now. We're waiting on a final tune from it, and then we should start ripping on it. Then I believe it goes.
We know where we're at, customer. Don't we back out?
Yep. Yeah, true.
The last thing we done is the turbo.
Yep.
It's been a little bit of a tricky deal because they changed a lot of stuff on the Mustang from 20 21.
So everything, pretty much everything we ran into. So the first thing is, you know, we got a track pack car. And so that led into some unforeseen problems that we didn't know that was going to change a few things with suspension. When we put the drag suspension on it, rear A arms and stuff on 2021 were a little different. Mounting points were a little different. So we had to overcome a lot of problems that no one else has ever seen before or had the chance to even know that they were different. We haven't released a video on it yet. So yeah, we turboed. We have a On3 7675 turbo on it, a full turbo kit, really cool setup. Can't wait to show everybody on that. There was a few things there, mounting points that they changed in 2021. And then the biggest thing we fought was 2021. They changed from R134 to the YF123 or something.
Yep.
And that changed the compressor location, the lines, all kinds of stuff. So we're working on a situation to get the AC back on the car, which Phil thinks he's got to have it, even though it's a race car.
Yes, I want AC when I'm sitting in the staging lane there, dude. Yeah. You'll appreciate it too when you drive it. I get it.
Do you turn the AC off when you're getting ready to make a pass?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I don't want to, but I get screamed at if I don't.
Yep.
And I get it. The water dripping out of the condensation deal. I get it. Maybe put a bucket in it. Hey, we got a caller. Let's go to the phones. Daryl, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to ask a question.
Sure.
What is the difference between full synthetic oil and blended synthetic oil?
You know, Daryl, good question. Okay, so you've got really kind of three stages of oil. You got your conventional oil that you kind of hardly don't even see anymore out there in the marketplace. It's kind of a thing that's kind of went away. It's kind of what I was using back in the day with my dad and his station. We did a lot of Pennzoil 1040 and stuff like that. It was a conventional oil. And I remember when they came out with the full synthetics, it was very expensive. And everybody was scared of it and everything else from that part. That it was going to ruin their engines, do all kinds of stuff, which it really didn't. For that part, it was just kind of the unknown. We didn't know what the full synthetics were going to do. So now then they've kind of came in with a multi-blend synthetic. And basically what that is, and I still haven't ever get a manufacturer to tell me what percentage it is, but it's some conventional and some synthetic. I'm thinking it's somewhere around, it's about 40-60%, 40 of conventional, 60% blend of a full synthetic blended together. And of course, full synthetic is just a 100% man-made oil that they've got out there. From that part. And now the prices have kind of gotten together a little bit better to where I used to say you'd be better to run a blend oil and change it twice as often than buying this full synthetic. But now the full synthetics have got out there. The prices aren't so bad anymore. But if you got an engine that's under a lot of stress, under a lot of work, everything else like that, the full synthetic is very well the way to go from that part. But that's really the difference in those oils. It's just about a 60-40 is what I'm kind of guessing blend. But again, can't get anybody to ever tell me what that percentage really is.
Trade secret.
Exactly. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I didn't know if the full synthetic was for high performance engines. And I knew there's a pretty big price differential, but I didn't know whether or not it was warranted the difference in prices for the synthetic and the full synthetic.
Yeah, I tell you, Daryl, to me, anything that I'm running today, I want to put a full synthetic in it just because of what I'm doing. I'm going to go all the way down to the generator in my trailer. I put full synthetic in it. My race car has full synthetic in it. My GT500's got full synthetic in it. But I want my stuff to live long and breathe long and everything else like that from that part. But I still take my oil at change interval and cut it in half even when I'm running the full synthetics out there. It's just a much better oil. It's going to lubricate that engine better. The wear is going to be less. The other thing is when an engine's set for a while, and when you start it, that's when you have the most wear because there's no oil anywhere. The full synthetic oil gets to those places so much faster than a blend or even a conventional. It's crazy. So the least amount of time you have that engine running on bare metal before that oil gets to where it needs to get is huge from that part. But if you're planning on keeping your car a long, long time and driving many, many miles, I'd be putting the full synthetic in it, hands down.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to find out. Thank you.
Daryl, have a good day, buddy.
All Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. We got another caller coming in. And you guys aren't going to believe who it is.
Oh, I have a pretty good guess.
We're ready to get your game on here, okay? So anyway, so Black Friday is going to be fun. It's going to be an exciting time. You don't want to miss. You need to be in line by 7 a.m. I'd be in line about 6:45 is where I would be at to make sure you get a ticket to get a number. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm not.
All right. Jordan, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
Perfect. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm on my way to Mel Hamilton Ford to start setting up for tonight.
Well, we're looking for a good chef to do the cooking tonight. You know, we can find one.
Yeah. He's right. He's headed west down Kellogg right now, just passing downtown.
Let's tell a little Jordan story, shall we?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay. So yesterday, I fire up the old Facebook, and apparently I follow some Facebook page called Wichita Bad Drivers.
No. Jordan.
And there it is, Wichita Bad Drivers, and a big old picture of Jordan's wrapped up pickup right there, front and center. And did you ever get a red flag to hang off the back of that ladder that sticks out of the back of your truck, Jordan?
I did, and I posted on the post that I was sorry, that I probably could have backed it in hindsight. But I can tell you that big corner creative wrap looked great on the Facebook page. So, you know, it gave you guys some good advertisement.
Yeah, it did.
So what did you do to get on that page?
I had a ladder in the back of my truck, and it was sticking out farther than somebody thought it should be.
I mean, about 6 feet.
And since we live in a world of technology, they just took a picture of it and said it ought to have a red flag.
That's terrible.
So, probably right, but
that's all right. So anyway, you're headed out here to cook for the banquet tonight. What are you fixing up for us tonight?
Oh man, we got some good stuff. We're doing some prime beef filet mignons. We got grilled marinated chicken. We've got grilled shrimp and a lemon butter garlic sauce, salad, potatoes, the whole works. It's first class, just like you guys always do.
That shrimp is amazing. Not even a huge shrimp fan, but man, that stuff is delicious.
Yeah.
Going to be out there for the Black Friday. You guys were talking about the Black Friday sale. You're also going to have some great food out there at the Black Friday, too. Forgot to mention that.
What do we got going on there?
I don't know what the menu is yet, but I know we're cooking out there, so.
That's another great reason to come out here for Black Friday, because you're definitely going to get fed well.
That's true.
Right. Yep. I don't know what the menu is yet, but I know it's going to be good. So.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good, buddy. Get out here, get set up, and let's have some fun.
See you in a little bit, dude.
All right. We look forward to seeing you guys. Have a good day.
You, buddy. See you in a little bit. All right, 316-462-3673. Hey, this number dial up in here. Got quite a few callers in here this morning. Any chit-chats going on over there, Nick? We got to talk about over there on the chit line.
Not a whole lot. Michael and Lisa, good morning. Darren, good morning. Daniel, hello, dudes, he says. Hey, dude, what's up? And Kevin Castle, buddy Kevin Castle, good morning.
Hello, buddy. So anyway, Kansas International Drag Race Banquet tonight at 5:30. Give away some great awards, some great prizes and stuff too. I know Lisa's got her up her sleeve for some of that stuff too tonight. Then we're headed off to PRI. What's those dates again? I got to get
December 9th through 11th. And heading out there, gonna have our booth set up out there. Gotta go up to Lakeville, Indiana, the beginning of that week. We have our annual Hoosier distributor meeting, where all of the Hoosier distributors come together in one location and have a little powwow for a couple of days. That's always a good time. And headed down to PRI. So it's going to be a great week, very productive, and we hope that a lot of you can make it out there to Indianapolis for PRI. I think it's going to be a great year for PRI. You know, they didn't have it last year because of the pandemic, and I know everybody's itching to get back out there and see everybody. So
you know, I've heard some vendors aren't going to go because they're so swamped and buried behind. I think that's a big negative to them. I can't believe they're not going to go anyway. We're backed up on business. We're backed up on materials, all that kind of stuff. But we got to get out there and got to get face to face with these racers, got to make some friends, got to make some fun, got to have some fun with it and that kind of thing and stuff too. So excited to go. Talked to Joe Duvall last night a little bit and make sure we're still on game for next year again with him. We are.
Great.
He's probably going to be at PRI too from that part. But he said the same thing. You got to go. You got to make relationships, everything else too. So that's why he's got to be there too. Excited for maybe another big announcement we're going to have coming up. I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be big. Don't got all the final details yet. Just can't really say that. We do a little tease a little bit, I guess, what we kind of say.
Mm-hmm.
And what we got coming down the road there from that part. So it's going to be kind of fun and everything else. Just more stuff there too. So
it's just so many things we've got cooking. You're just going to have to stay tuned and check it out.
And then Nick, is our fuel station ready?
It's getting there. So we're,
we put in our own fuel station for race fuel only, not actual cars or just race fuel.
Yeah. So,
and so we're going to have bulk fuel right here, be able to be so much more, I don't want to say the word competitive, but a lot more advantage for you racers to purchase your fuel, a lot better way to buy it, and a lot more buying it in bulk makes it a lot more competitive and a lot more, not as expensive, I guess is what I should say.
Yeah. I mean, we've sold fuel in bulk here, you know, for quite some time, but we'll just be able to keep more of it and do it a little bit more efficient and a little bit better. So,
and on the rewards, the fuel's in there too, right?
Absolutely.
So you get 5% back on every gallon of gas you buy. So you racers better get ready. We'll have the cards. We're just about ready to get the card printed. Have them shortly. We'll get you in here and fill the cards out and get you ready to go. And it's going to be fun and exciting. You know, how are we going to, you got to think about that, Nick. How are we going to do if someone's doing something over the phone?
Well, that card is going to have a number on it.
Okay, so you can punch like a number. Just like a credit
just
card.
Just like a gift card or a credit card.
Okay,
so
whatever. We can do it. Okay, good. Yep.
And
let's figure out an online orders how to do that too with the guys when they do their online orders.
Maybe attach their card number to their account or something. Somehow
to get them tapped together. So, your racers, get ready. We've got some exciting stuff with the bulk fuel to help you with that for all your race fuel stuff. Going to have that 5% back on that deal too. Get our gift cards ready to go. And it's going to be fun and exciting from that part too.
All right. Greg has a question on here. Let's talk about the Maverick for a minute.
Okay.
On the Maverick, I know the target was 40 mile per gallon in the city, but did you see the EPA came out and gave it 42 miles per gallon? Even as a hybrid, can still tow 2,000 pounds. It will meet a lot of needs.
Yes, that is very true. History, it did come out. They were saying 40, but it did come out and hit 42 on the hybrid. The gas motor is rated at 25, so still a pretty good number.
That's pretty good.
For a pickup truck. But yeah, the hybrid can tow 2,000. There's a package you can put on the 2.0 gas to tow 4,000. But the thing I love more about the Maverick, I mean, I was excited about the Maverick when it came out. And then when we actually got to go drive them down in Dallas, I was very excited. Now that we've got some in here and selling them, it's the room inside the cab. There's more room inside that cab than a Ranger. And the reason for that is a Ranger's on a frame. And this truck is on a unibody, and so it's be able to make the cab so much larger and bigger inside and everything else too, that part. But excited for the Maverick. Got a lot of them in the order banks and stuff like that too. So just excited for that truck and excited for what another market we can hit, another thing we can help with the customers. And just like he said, it's a niche market for everyone. I'm doing every one of the orders. Got about 80 of them in there so far. It's amazing. It's from young kids. It's all over the board, from young kids to older people are coming into buying it for different reasons and what they want. Some people are getting it for the third car. Some of them are replacing cars with it. Some just want the 40 miles to the gallon. It's crazy.
Yeah, so, very broad demographic.
Yeah.
The aftermarket world, I see, is taking over it too and picking it up. Rough Country announced they're building a lift kit for them even.
Oh, yeah. I've seen renderings of that. I think that's going to be cool and stuff like that. Not much to lower. That's for one thing. It's low enough weight.
It's pretty low.
But I'm excited for what some of the wheels will be coming out with them. Some of the bed products and things. That bed has got so many universal things inside the bed there. It's crazy from that part. So there's going to be a lot of neat stuff coming out for that.
It's a cool little truck. Very innovative. So
it is. Any other questions on the chat line over there, Nick?
Not yet. I think we're all caught up on that.
All right, 316-462-3673. Let's get the phones ringing. Anything ailing in your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything MH Ford Racing, Kansas International Dragway Banquet tonight, anything in the automobile world, any new product, whatever you want to talk about, let's get it on the phone here, and you get a great price package about over $130. Okay, we kind of plugged our sponsor a little bit, BG. We kind of gave them a quick off one of the callers. Next one we got to talk about is GoToRent. Holidays are coming. Stan's inventory over there is pretty slim right now because of the inventory levels and things. So if you're needing something to get to grandma's house over the winter for Christmas, you better get in line with that. Next thing is, if you want to go check out Christmas lights, I've had several people call me and wanting to do that. We have those 15 passenger vans with windows all down the side. Put the kids in there and cruise around and check out Christmas lights.
Great idea.
And it's a lot of fun and everything else too. So get in line for that, for Stan over here at Go to Rent. And then also Big Corner Creative. All your advertising needs. It's not just a race car wrap venue. It's an advertising venue. They've got a lot of clients over there, Jesse and the gang over there, take care of from all your web page design, window wraps, car wraps, race car wraps, window tint, anything with Google advertising, TV, radio, newspaper, whatever you want to advertise or help need advertising your business. As those guys say, just Google us. So
I seen they did a school bus over there the other day.
It's pretty cool, huh?
I saw a taco truck. There was a taco truck in there the other day.
You get hungry watching them wrap those food trucks.
Then they were doing a, I can't remember if it was a Charger or a Challenger over the other day. And they put it wasn't really pink, but it was kind of pink. And they put green racing stripes on it.
Very flashy.
Well, like the guy said, he can do whatever he wants. He can take it off, put it on, go again. There's not half the price of paint and one and everything else, too.
Besides, he doesn't like it. We'll just do it again.
Do it again.
That's right.
So, anyway, so what else in the MH Ford Racing? We talked about Stroud and all their great products. Is there any other? We were talking a little bit about Holley when we had a call coming in. So, Holley's getting bigger and bigger all the time.
They are growing very fast. A lot of acquisitions that they're making in the racing world. We're very lucky to have them as a partner and just allowing us to keep growing and growing right along with them.
And some new things are coming January 1, right?
They acquired Simpson Racing Products and Hans, so we'll start carrying their products after the first of the year, and just add another line of safety equipment right there to our existing lineup.
Okay. Okay. So, have you drove your car down the track yet, Nick?
We've tested it in open at an airstrip. Yep.
At the airstrip. Yep. How fast do we go? What do? We go a whole eighth mile. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Low boost. Already showing
fast. Here, tell everybody what you're building. Everybody don't know what you built. Start with what did you have?
Oh, so I had a 97 Mustang, small block, 103 millimeter turbo, mostly heads up grudge car. Started pushing the envelope on safety on the car. The car was flexing. It was going to be a bad deal if something ever happened. So I built had Foxrod build me a chassis, 6.0 cert Fox body. I went to Steve Morrison, bought a 532 cubic inch big block Chevy, and then put twin 88 millimeter turbos on it, 16 injectors, 22 gallon per minute pump. So I went a little further than we planned on.
So how much horsepower are we dealing out of that, dude? Or can you disclose that?
Well over 2,000 it'll make pretty easily.
Go big or go home.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I get it.
The money and the heads up stuff and the no prep stuff, like, you know, I say a lot of our drag racing business has been no prep or heads up guys. The back of the track stuff they do, it's a crazy. There's a race going on currently right now today for $250,000 for first place.
Where at?
In Tennessee.
$250,000.
Yep, 250.
Wow. What's second place get? Nothing.
No, they had a payout scale. It was
kind of down the right.
Yeah, yeah. Up to the semifinals, I believe. But yeah, just you could throw a stone on a map, and there's a big money heads up race somewhere, you know. So,
okay. So, what's your goal on what that car will go?
I would like to see it go bottom fours on a radial prep track. Hopefully, 470s, 460s on a decent no prep.
How fast will that be? Not how quick, how fast. We'd be 100 what?
Probably 170, 180.
170, 180.
Wow.
In an 8 mile.
Yep.
You got to pass your seat in there so I can ride along.
Well, I do, but I wouldn't get in it.
Why?
that's a lot. That's a biggest thing with those cars at that level is you're just like your dirt car. You're setting the weight percentages.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
So putting a passenger in the car.
I see what you're saying. I wouldn't think of that part of it. I thought maybe just fall through the floorboard or something.
No. It's a very nice car.
I was thinking you wouldn't get it because you're driving or what?
No, it throws everything off. I gave a ride one time in my black car down the airstrip, and it unloaded the chassis and got sideways. And yeah, it's not worth somebody else's injury.
Yeah, it's not. I get it.
But
so how much faster is this car than your black car?
So far, quite a bit. By the time it's done, the last car, you know, was a bottom 5 second, 8 mile car on a good surface. You know, like I said, this one should go bottom four. So it's quite a bit different. You know, the other car was, you know, considered a streetable car. You know, it could be driven about wherever you want, where this one really can't. So yeah, there's a lot of differences. This car just
was, but it is to tagged and titled.
It is tagged and titled, and it has working headlights and taillights, and there's a few gray areas, I'm sure, that it could get me in trouble, but the overall cost of the car and the wear and tear on the car, I won't be driving it anywhere.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm so really you excited. Won't have it put in any parades or anything else like that, huh?
Probably not. I don't know. Just, it really would depend. I mean, there's a few true street races that they do at the track where you have to drive the car on a car cruise and then come back and then go into the pits and make a pass. I used to love doing those with the black car. This one, we will probably try a few if the money is right, but just overall wear and tear on the car and the motor and the trans and everything going along with it, it'd have to pay off, you know?
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about devil's glue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is that stuff?
And what is this?
What's the formula?
I can't say that.
Kidding.
But we have a lot of people that come in and see the bottles of it sitting on the shelf and, you know, ask, you know, what it, you know, what is it? What is it used for? How do you use it? You know, I had a Hoosier rep here come in here one time and said, oh, hey, look, you got your tire prep sitting right out there for everybody to see it. I'm like, well, you know, no, not really. But what is devil's glue and how do you use it and how?
And it's 100% you designed it, made it, right?
Yeah. Yep. What's the application and how does it work?
Well, I've been doing this for seven years now, if I go back and look. Started out, you know, as the no prep stuff started getting big, the pour your own puddle event, stuff like that. It was a traction compound made to help you apply rubber to the surface that you're racing on. So very similar to what like drag strips spray down the track before an event, but in a bottle in a more concentrated form. It has a little different ways that it allows rubber to attach to the surface. But you know, we started out mainly as just for the no prep stuff, the pour your own puddle events, and it's moved on into where we sell it in 55-gallon drums now, and then tracks have been spraying their track with it. The biggest thing with it is when we designed it, I wanted something that the temperature, humidity, nothing would affect it, where a lot of the track surface preps now, humidity is a big problem. So, you know, especially when we live in the Midwest and we're racing during the day and it's, you know, 70, 80 degrees, and that night it drops into the 40s, the track immediately just dies. This won't do that. So we moved on to that and been doing real well selling drums.
So someone's going to pour down the track. How much does it take to do a track?
So like our last radial prepped event, which is a very, where you spray a lot. We used 110 gallons for a full day.
Two drums.
Yep.
So when you first put it down, did you take 55 gallons in?
No, it's usually about 25 to 30 gallons per shot.
Per lane or for both?
For down and back, for both lanes.
Okay. So you spray, you got a wide enough sprayer to spray the whole track as you go down. Okay. Yep. I got you.
Now, for like a normal race, like when KID's used it before for a bracket race, they could spray the deal one right before the race and about middle of eliminations, and that's it. So it will actually use a lot less than some of the other brands because it's so much more concentrated.
Mm-hmm. So you having a problem getting products that you need to make this with a shortage and stuff too?
Yeah, that slowed down. Costs have went up. I mean, since I even started making it, I have never change my price per gallon, but I've sure ate a lot of the cost that as the years go on, things have gotten more and more expensive, but we've been lucky enough to move on into different things with it. And now we make it, the RC drag racing stuff's got huge and I sell it to the RC drag racers. So just keep evolving and finding different things. I always get funny messages on our website or something where some guy was like, oh yeah, my lawnmower's belt was squealing real bad, so I sprayed a little on there and man, that helped it right up. You know, always funny stuff like that, and that's cool. I've got a great customer base. So, but yeah, we sell a ton of it through the store. I've had you know, everything from go-kart racers, the dirt track guys that have tried it and used it.
There was one Saturday here, you guys were closed, and I went and got a gallon jug out of there for a lady that was doing the RC thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. RC thing's taken off. They've been doing big money stuff. They did one in, I think it was Tulsa a few weeks ago, where it paid like $20,000 to win an RC drag race.
Well, that's crazy. Back when Jake was doing the RC stuff, I wish I'd have known about that stuff then too. Cause then before Jake, I actually did the RC stuff too. And I did the oval, had the foam tires and stuff. And I had a chemical that I put on the foam. I wish I had some of that more. Yeah.
But you guys had an exciting race season this year with the 3J car.
We did.
Picked up a championship. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. First one for Jake and I. So, and the whole team and everybody is that, you know, it's a lot of effort from a lot of people there that made that happen. And we'll see what's going to happen next year. We had a bet that, you know, we had the yellow car, yellow and blue car now for what, 2 years?
I think so.
He wants to go back to a black car, and I told him if he won five races, he could have whatever he wanted for a car. Well, he got five wins this year, so I think we're going back to a black car, I think. As much as I hate it, I'd rather stay with a blue and yellow car, but we'll see what next year brings, what we're going to do. We haven't put anything down in stone yet what we're going to do, but we're probably going to do a little bit more races than we did this year from that part, but so we'll see what brings for next year. But yeah, can't thank everybody enough that's helped us get that car there and the championship and everything else too. And like I said, first one for Jake and I and the Team 3J since we started this thing 6 years ago. So pretty fun. We had a lot of seconds, but never a championship. So
got it. Congratulations.
Thanks. Awesome. So yeah, we had it on the showroom floor for a little display, but we took it off for the banquet tonight and stuff. So didn't think the drag race probably appreciate the old dirt car being there, would you?
Oh, there's some that are definitely into both. I know like Sandlin, you know, he's definitely helps and sponsors both of them. So
oh yeah.
There's a lot of people that you know, we race other things or whatever, but you know, I caught, you know, walking around it and looking at it. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter what you race it, you know, it's
horsepower is horsepower.
And it's just, it's interesting to everybody. And, you know, I've always been a dirt racer, but you know, the drag race stuff interests me. I think it's exciting. And
well, I tried to push Jake into drag race cause I love drag racing too, but he wanted to go in circles. So that's what we're going in circles to it. It's just as much fun too. I mean, you go back and you talk to the drag guys, you know, talking to you about what you do to your cars and the weight and all that stuff. There's really a lot of simulators in both racing and everything else too. Of course, there's a lot of joking between each other. And, you know, all you guys do is turn circles. That's all you do. Well, no, we have, you know, you drag race. We actually drag race twice.
Yeah, we got to go down and back, down and back. And then we got to turn in there too. But,
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
I bet if we got Jake in my car, he might not dirt drag race anymore.
Well, you know, we went out there and took his Mustang out there and when we raced against the yellow car, and I was hoping that would turn him a little bit too, but he come back and said, Nope. But I do think maybe if he got closer to your car or something, that might,
you know, something much faster. That's enough to scare you and give him the same adrenaline rush that he's getting now, you know,
but what's going to happen is you're going to have two race cars.
Yeah, I know. That's why everybody talks about me getting back in a race car too. And you know what, if I did, I'd have to have another one.
Yeah,
why,
exactly.
But I will tell you, I have not gotten in Jake's car. And the real reason I haven't gotten his car is, you know, That four-link suspension and all that stuff, so much different. So much different. I think I'd look like a complete fool, so that's why I haven't gotten the car.
You'd probably be all right, but it is very technical.
Yeah, it is. But so anyway, you know, we got we kind of talked about everything they're going new at MH Ford Racing. Next thing, everybody, get ready for our big grand open, not grand, our open house that we do every year, the week Saturday before the Daytona 500. Get ready for that. Get that on your calendars too. Going to be a lot of fun with that. Hopefully the weather's good, not freezing cold like it was last year. Yeah, had a lot of guys couldn't get here last year because of the freezing cold. Couldn't get your trucks out.
Yeah, it was still big though.
Oh yeah,
it was still big. This next year is going to be bigger, better than ever, and lots of
should have a lot more vendors here and stuff too. We can get here and everything else too. So that's going to be fun and stuff too. So get that on your calendars and everything else.
Hopefully, too. A few guest appearances too. We can't talk about yet.
Yep,
that'd be pretty cool.
Yep, real excited about that one when they left here the other day, and I mean, at least still had conversation for the next hour about it. So it's gonna be fun. Also going to see interesting on the who's going to take over the drag strip, see what happens there, and for next year. And Nick, on our side, we're going to be full-fledged parts display at Salina. Yep, and we got some guys taking care of out in Western Kansas now.
Yep, we'll be we'll be going to Salina Speedway and servicing all the events there at Salina Speedway, Salina, Kansas Speedway. And our great dealers will be continuing to cover the tracks out in Western Kansas. So we'll be in good shape.
Perfect. So anything else about MH Ford Racing? Anything else over on the parts side or anything?
Check out MHFordRacing.com. We're working on that on a daily basis, keeping it updated and adding new products to it. So make sure you check it out if you haven't yet. And if you have, keep checking back because it's changing every day.
That's definitely a big thing too, because you look at it and you come into our showroom, and we have a very large selection in our showroom, but there's so much more that everybody can't see. So the biggest thing is, if you get on the website, take a look at all the things we have when you come in, that you know, hey, we for sure have that too, you know. So that's a big thing. Our website's definitely a big push. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, as far as the showroom too, guys, we're very close to starting construction on that part too, to where we're going to open that parts room up a little bit more. We're going to revamp the bathrooms and everything over there, give our bathroom a little better, but it's also going to be able to expand that wall where it kind of jogs back and open it up for you guys to give you a little bit more area to display some more stuff in that showroom. It is pretty tight in there. It is. But you're right, there's a lot of stuff you can't put in that showroom too.
Yeah, we had to take a lot of stuff out of it because it just kind of became so confusing, I guess would be the right word, because we just had so much stuff packed in such a small space. But we're really excited to get it expanded a little bit and make it a little bit bigger and have some more displays out there for everybody.
Exactly. So anyway, 316-462-3673 is the number to dial up anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, any talk about anything in MH Ford Racing, anything in the racing world, new products, anything whatsoever. You get a great price package, about over $130 for each and every caller. Only show I know you get paid to call in on. So 316-462-3673 comes right to the front desk here at Mel Hamilton Ford. Tell them you want to get on the show and we'll patch you through and get you your question or whatever from that part.
Jim Petty, excited about PRI this year, buddy.
I wonder if Jim's going.
I don't know. Jim, tell us if you're still watching, if you're going or not.
Exactly. So anyway, trying to think what else, guys. We just got a few minutes left here in the show. Anything else we need to talk about? We talk about Kansas International Dragway Banquet tonight at 5:30. To recognize all the great points championships there. Jordan Whitehead will be here cooking up some great food for us. We talked about our rewards card that's coming for your racers. You know, we have Ford Pass rewards right now for anything you do in our shop and buy parts with, you get 5% of there, but we have nothing for the race parts. So that's why we decided to do that too. And if anything we got in our inventory from tires, parts, fuel, whatever you need for your race car, we'll have the cards available here shortly. We'll get you logged in, set up. And then, each time we just run your card each time after you buy, and then 5%. So you buy $100, you got $5 coming back.
There we go.
So
can't beat that deal.
Perfect timing. It's getting ready to be build season.
It is. Yeah. It is. It kind of is build.
Yeah. It's build season is definitely here. Let's talk about that for a second. Here at MH Ford Racing, we've really expanded our product lines for our fabrication and car building and stuff. So we carry about 25 different sizes and styles of steel tubing. If you're building bumpers or roll cages or anything like that, we keep that down in our 50,000 square foot warehouse.
Sheet metal
for the circle track guys. We've got more sheet metal probably in stock than about any other racing vendor that I can think of. We probably got about 1,000 sheets of sheet metal right now. Make sure you come check us out. We're really price competitive and we want to help you out.
Okay, let's go to the fuels. We got BP and Sunoco, of course, and Renegade. How's everything going with fuel set with that? Everything's still
going real good. Pushing, you know, different things, and people come in a lot more common now questioning different brands that we have and aren't just, you know, one brand or the other. They want to see the differences of the two or three, and we're always growing and different new fuels that we didn't even know. You know, what we ordered something VP the other day that we never even heard of before.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Like when we started all this, we started with just VP and Sunoco and maybe 5 or 6 different blends of each. And now I think we carry about 28 different blends of VP fuel and probably 14 or 15 different blends of VP and Renegade and, or Sunoco and Renegade. Oh, yeah. And, like you said, somebody called the other day and said, hey, can you get this? And like, never even heard of that before. Looked it up on the internet and it's like, oh yeah, we can get that, you know, no problem.
Yeah. And I think that's the difference is, you know, we've got all three brands there and it's kind of like a Ford Chevy deal, Ford Chevy Dodge deal, you know, whichever person likes that one brand better for their car or their setup. I mean, I think Renegade's got a little niche in some areas. I think BP's got some niche. Sunoco's got their niche, you know, their place where they fit in very well and stuff. And guys just don't want to miss anybody helping any racer out from that part.
Yeah. We're here for you.
To get whatever you need. So it's kind of like the tires. I mean, yeah, much as I want to sell many Hoosiers we can because we're the Hoosier distributor, got to sell the Mickey Thompson. This guy still like that. And American Racers, because that's still being raced around here too. So we have to have all those things available to make it a one-stop shop. And, you know, I was talking to a guy here just this week, and he talked about, you know, there's guys that love to buy that stuff online, but he's one of the guys, he wants to walk in and put his hands on it. So that's what's kind of great with our webpage. We can help that online buyer that likes that or needs it shipped to him or whatever from that part. Or if you want to walk in the showroom and grab what you got and put your hands on it. And I hate to tell someone, hey, we got to order it. But, you know, things are getting a little tight sometimes with some of the things. And we've been doing what we can to keep these inventories up as best we can. That sort of thing. And
yeah, stuff too. Working really hard with all of our vendors to maintain an inventory, even though when things are tough to get. You know, Hoosier has been – the Hoosier tire world's been very difficult lately. But, you know, we're pushing through, and Hoosier's doing some things on their end to alleviate the pressure once we get back into the tire buying season in the spring. And so I think once we get into the new season and into the build season, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Well, I think it's going to be fun to actually go to the Hoosier meetings here in a couple weeks and hear, you know, get face to face with the guys and hear their plan, where they're going, all kind of stuff. But in the phone calls we've had with Hoosier, I mean, it's strictly a help situation. Got to find the people to go to work, got to find the people that want to build the tires and that sort of thing. And it's been a challenge for them. And it's like a challenge for everybody right now, trying to find people that want to fill their positions and fill the jobs they've got out there and stuff like that too. You know, just like last night, I came back from a funeral, wanted to roll up to a restaurant. They're closed. And I know why they're closed. Didn't get any help. But the drive-thru was open. So, but anyway, it's just one of those deals. It's tough to find help right now. And I think we'll have a good time with Hoosier.
Yeah, I think we will too.
I know, going back to the website thing and wanting to put your hands on it, you know, with the drag racing stuff especially, I know a lot of people have bought tires off of other box vendors online, and, you know, it is 100% crucial on rollouts on tires with the drag racing stuff. You know, a quarter inch can make a huge difference in a car, and someone will fight that over and over. Or when you come and see us, we make sure that we have a match set for you, and they're, you know, set in pairs and ready to go, and you don't have that issue or worry. Or how long it's set on the shelf. You know, before we were direct with a lot of these, you know, we had to buy through third parties, and we get stuff that was already 2 years old.
Yep.
And we don't have that problem anymore.
Nine Mortgage, we've with all of our efforts to go direct and build this parts deal up and get it to where it is, it's so nice to be direct with these manufacturers. It's kind of cool because some of these manufacturers went to us, has to get on direct with them and stuff too. So we'll keep building this this racing division for you racers out there. Just keep telling us what you need, what you want, what you don't see, we need to have, what product lines you're looking for, whatever we'll do. We'll stock this stuff for you. We want to be here for your racers and take care of you and help you from that part. For again, whether you're dirt, dragging, whatever it might be, street racing, much I hate to say, but we're going to take care of those guys too. You know, motocross, go-karts. Got a guy calling me Nick too. I don't know much about the go-karts. He's wanting to get his son in it and get going. And I said, you know, I know we can help you with everything, but what it is or whatever, I don't know. I know Hoosier's got a racing series with the go-karts, and he wants to know more about that and stuff too. So we got to get him online with that.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot with the karting tracks and the karting series with Hoosier. That deal's gotten really big here in the past few years. And, we also have a guy here in the store, Matt, that's been a go-kart racer for a long time, and he's going to help us start getting some parts and stuff in stock for the go-kart guys around here. So that's just another avenue that we're getting ready to go down as well.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, time's running out. Any last comments, questions, anything at all we need to throw out to everybody before we head off and get ready to go for the banquet tonight at 5:30? Anything at all?
I don't think so. I'm ready. I think we covered it, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Hey, everybody, it's another hour flown by. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks for the phone calls. Thanks for everybody in the comments on the other side there. And we're going to get ready for the Kansas International Dragway Banquet tonight. Everybody have a great Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Mm-hmm.